Tomagojoski from BZWBK.
Hi, Tomek.
Hi. Congratulations on good figures, although I must say that I was slightly disappointed by weak performance of Gazeta newspaper, of Gazeta advertising. Hopefully the trend will be better going forward. I have two questions. First is regarding Axel Springer. I understand that you probably don't tell us more details regarding those costs of the defense. My question would be, as I understand, you will plan to launch a tablet daily. So this is the first question. And second, whether this cost will be in tens of millions of zloty or just millions of zlotys.
Okay.
My question will be regarding the impact of beer advertising on advertising revenues of AMS, how much we can add to our forecast for AMS from beer budget.
Okay. In terms of Axel Springer and what we plan, we have prepared the plan. We have a strategic plan how to defend ourselves. There are various elements in this plan. There are various options in this plan. And the only thing I can say is that the option of launching our own tabloid is also interesting to us. And that's all I can say. In terms of the magnitude of defense, I cannot say much, but I can say what you, I can answer what you ask. So it will be tens of millions, not millions.
Okay.
In terms of impact on of beer advertising on AMS, we believe that this will help, but it will not be a substantial help. Why? This is because so far, by using loopholes in the laws, we already had beer advertising even before, because sponsorship was allowed. So there was advertising through sponsorship of various events, sport events and other various cultural events and so on. So beer companies could do that and did do it even before the law was changed. Therefore, there won't be such an impact that there was zero beer advertising and suddenly we have beer advertising. And if you look at the billboards, you won't see this special warning sign on the billboards even now after the law was introduced. This means that the beer advertising companies are still using the old provisions that allowed them to advertise, and they are disregarding completely the new provisions. So therefore, I believe there will be some impact because we can see that they advertise more, but I don't see it as a major breakthrough.
Thank you. I have also a question regarding your strategy and your planned inroads into the TV market. What is, in your view, time frame for further consolidation in Polish TV market? And do you think that over the next 12 months we can expect some moves from your side in this respect, or we still have to wait for developments regarding the new media law?
Well, within the framework of what happened over the last year, we would not take the risk, and not our risk, basically our shareholders' risks, to get into TV to only to find out that after the new law is passed that we have to divest and we will have to have a forced sale, because you know what the price, what price we can achieve in a forced sale arrangement. Therefore, until the new law is passed and we know what's really the regulatory framework, we will not do anything to endanger the wealth of our shareholders.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Tom Chadwick from Merrill Lynch.
Hi, Tom.
A couple of questions. Firstly, on the radio business, To what extent do you see the trend of national radio stations taking share from the local radio stations as an ongoing trend, or is this likely to be reversed shortly? If you could explain some of the dynamics there, that would be very helpful. The second question is a follow-on from the last question with regard to the new draft media law, which is to be submitted in August. Do you have any kind of insight into what the new draft is going to look like? Has there been a complete reversal of the previous submission?
Okay. Okay, in terms of the radio business, quite frankly, we are also surprised by this trend reversal. We believe this is caused by the discount war that was started by the two commercial radio stations. And therefore, we hope that once this discount war is over, and then this will be over when the market will pick up, then we believe that local radio should gain some share. However, it is at the moment we could not say with any kind of certainty how quickly this will happen. So, in terms of new media law, we don't know any assumptions to the new media law at the moment, and there are two scenarios, and both are likely. First scenario is that the new law will just have provisions harmonizing our law with the EU law, and this would be good, because this is what we actually want. And the second one will be that it was necessary to shut down the old project, the old law, to start a new one. However, the new one may substantially have similar provisions as the old one, but will be called a new one, and therefore will not have all these drawbacks of the old one, not related to the law itself, but to the environment in which the law was created. So I believe at the moment both scenarios are possible, and we have to wait till the end of August when we should know the basic assumptions for the new law.
Okay, and maybe just one final question on the magazine business. Clearly your promotional costs have risen strongly, and you know, that was kind of inevitable with launching new magazines. You say that the magazine business can still break even
next year,
subject to no additional titles being launched. Do you have plans for some additional titles to be launched?
Yes, we do. Therefore, however, you know, if you launch a new magazine title, the realities of this business are that a new title, if it is very good, breaks even after 3 years. If it is medium, so-so, then breaks even after 4 years, and if it is really bad, then it breaks even after 5 years. So, therefore, if you add completely new launch from scratch, then you should expect, if it is very good magazine, you should expect breaking even after 3 years. However, we need scale in the magazine business, as at the moment there are four major players having advertising income or total income of 200 million and above, and then we are number five, but our total income will be around 70-80 million. So there is such a gap that if we want to somehow a little bit close the gap, we will have to launch new titles. It is not possible to achieve that with the existing portfolio. Or if we are not able to do that, we will have to seek in the future. I'm not saying now or in a year's time, but in the long-term future, we will have to seek an alliance, because the market, for sure, within the few years, will consolidate.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.